locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Vice President Kamala Harris told reporters on Sunday she would outline her vision for the economy in a speech this week. Meanwhile, a new CBS News poll gauges Trump voters' views on immigration. CBS's Jennifer DePinto has more.
Donald Trump's voters overwhelmingly see immigrants in general as making American society worse, and 9 in 10 of them favor his idea of deporting those in the U.S. illegally, an idea that also finds favor with 53% of voters overall.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Colorado Governor Jared Polis said he's confident that if elected, Vice President Kamala Harris will work to solve the issue of border security.
We need better border security. It's not a simple proposition. It requires investment, high-tech investment, fencing, scanning, more border patrol agents. Look, I'm confident that Kamala Harris is somebody that will actually solve the border issue rather than keep it going for dividing us.
Speaker Mike Johnson said the House will vote this week on a 3-month stopgap funding bill to help keep the federal government open through December 20th. If the measure goes into effect, the government would avoid the shutdown that would start next month without congressional action. The new bill does not include a measure that would require states to ask for proof of citizenship when people register for vote, which was why the bill failed in the first place. Josh Stein is North Carolina's attorney general. He's running for governor against Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. CNN broke a story that Robinson allegedly posted racist and sexually explicit comments on a porn website. Stein criticized Robinson on CNN's State of the Union.
If you look at what he said on the post, it was in keeping on what he has said publicly on Facebook that are still on his Facebook page. Mark Robinson is absolutely unfit to be the governor of North Carolina.
More details are emerging about the shooting at a club in Birmingham, Alabama, that left 4 dead and 17 wounded. Police say one of the dead was the intended target and that there were multiple shooters. CBS News's Christian Bevanides has learned even more.
Police said the intended target of the shooting is believed to be among the dead. Officials also said that they believe that at least one of the shooters had an illegal switch on his weapon, allowing it to be used fully automatic.
A funeral for Kevin Mullins, the Kentucky judge who was shot dead, brought out those who knew and loved him. Gardner Kinser Jr. is a former mayor of Jenkins and was a longtime friend.
He was kind. He wanted to help people, and he spent most of his career doing that.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 41, sunshine 69 for Monday. Monday night, some fog, partly cloudy, lows around 42. Mostly sunny Tuesday, 70 the high, 74 with sunshine for Wednesday, sunny and 77 Thursday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We'll be right back. Tell me who's this by my side? This girl with eyes like gems and reactions to your lies. Lies, lies. You can't repeat what you put wrong. All the things that made me cry. You kicked me when I was down. And they hurt me, all those lies. Lies, la 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 lies. I've got my girl and together we're strong. To laugh at you and prove you wrong. I don't insist that you feel bad. Want to see you smile. Don't ever think you made me mad. I didn't listen to your lies. Lies. La 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 lies.
From their very first album, My Generation, that was La 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 Lies. And before that, we opened up hour two of Seth Faces the Music this week with Eurythmics from their album Be Yourself Tonight. Would I lie to you? Well, I certainly wouldn't. No lying going on this show. Coming up next, we have a band that was really a head-scratcher back in the 1980s when they first appeared. They were sort of a country band, and they were also a very punk band. You could never place them into any one thing. And you know what? I think they weren't something I haven't done on this show in a really long time. Ladies and gentlemen, kiddies, get real close to your radio. Here's Jason and the Scorchers, White Lies.
Telling white lies. Well, I can see right through that thin disguise. Can't you tell? I can tell when you're telling white lies. Take these chains and set me free. Release me from this misery. Now don't you waste your time with your because your heart can't hide what I see in your eyes. You're telling white lies. You're telling white lies. Look, I can see right through that thin disguise. Can't you tell? I can tell when you're telling white lies. We'll be right back.
lies he's telling. Lies, 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 lies. He'd tell you all about that, and then he'd tell you all about this. He's preaching up a storm by the Sea of Galilee. He's mixing up the truth with something funny. I start to see he's telling lies, 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 lies. I guess I always figured they never mean what they meant. And God help us all not to be so stone surprised when we wake up in the stars with the skies in our eyes. If we keep telling lies, 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 lies.
Violent Femmes from their third album, appropriately named Three. That was Lies. And before that, another song called Lies. This one, however, from the Black Keys from their album Attack and Release. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, we have a band that epitomized for a lot of people the worst excesses of the 1980s. Lots of synths, kind of uber shiny pop. But I gotta say, guilty pleasure or not, I really like them. That's coming up on WFHR.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Snapped in two, words are made to bend. The bigger, the better, some stolen from Japan. Collected from around the world, I'll catch you if they can. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, 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 yeah. Lies, lies. Died for Egypt. What a waste of time. The white ones and red ones, and some you can't disguise. Twisted truth and half the news, can't hide it in your eyes.
myself. Fall from the skies and I won't forsake you. You've got lust in your heart. What's that to me?
I Know She Lies, that's the name of the song. The singer was Chris Bell from the record I Am the Cosmos from 1992. For those who may not know, Chris Bell was one of the founders of the obscure, though very influential, power pop band Big Star. He left after the first album and just kind of wandered around when this came out in 1992. It was a big deal. And before that, we opened up the set with Thompson Twins' Lies. Up next, we have another Minnesota band. Whoa, I'm collecting those this week. Famous in the 1980s as one of the stalwarts of the Minneapolis music scene, along with Husker Du and Soul Asylum. This was from 1989, a record that was very polarizing. It did not sound like them, but I gotta say, it's really good pop music. From their album, Don't Tell a Soul, here's The Replacements, Asking Me Lies.
Asking me the highs.
His real name is Richard Melville Hall. He goes by the stage name of Moby, and that's because one of his ancestors was the Herman Melville, the author of Moby Dick. That was Disco Lies. Coming up on the final segment this week of Seth Faces the Music, we are going to play a song from an international superstar. Seriously, go to her YouTube page and find out how many people subscribe to it. But not nearly as well known here in the United States, which is too bad because she is really remarkable. And that's what's coming up on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with an international traveler's tip on today's Work Money Minute. I remember when every country in Europe had its own currency, and traveling there meant worrying about how you're going to change your dollars to pounds, and then lira, and then francs.
Bonjour.
Now, today things are simpler, but I've still got two tips to travel smoothly and save a little. Number one. Use an ATM in the country you're going to and withdraw the foreign currency paper money that you want there. In most cases, you're going to pay less in fees and conversion penalties than if you visited a traditional currency exchange. Number two. Is to call and let your bank and credit cards know that you're going. Having your card turned down at your second meal in Paris because your credit card company thinks it's been stolen is annoying. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, have a good trip and take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 41, sunshine 69 for Monday. Monday night, some fog, partly cloudy, lows around 42. Mostly sunny Tuesday, 70 the high, 74 with sunshine for Wednesday, sunny and 77 Thursday.
Right now, it's 62.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I just wanted to be perfect, to believe it's all been worth.
ever been. Looking for love in the light, a lonely friend. And so much superstition, and so much worry in my heart. I need a new religion. It's time to make a brand new start. And the world ain't no easier than it's ever. Looking for love in a life, lonely friend. Remember when we're in California, we were so much happier then. Now we're back in New York City. Looking for love in the eyes of a lonely friend. And now the clocks are running, but no one knows where time goes. And though the moon is stunning, it's only shadows that she shows. Ever been looking for love in a lonely friend. I ain't no wide-eyed rebel, oh, but I ain't no preacher.
And that was Amos Lee from his self-titled album from Blue Note Records, Lies of a Lonely Friend. And before that, we started off the set with Marina, that's all she goes by, from one of her early albums, Electra Heart. That was Lies. A somewhat forgotten funk soul artist, it's just too bad, man. So many treasures available in this man's catalog, including this one right here. Here's Joe Tex, Get Your Lies Together.
Decision. think it's a lie. Couldn't we just put away the ancient history, throw up our hands at the unsolved mystery? Till I lose you, I'll fix it so you can't remember what was true, and there'll be nothing to remind you. Starting now, I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies, lies. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe me now. Now I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies.
A song by They Might Be Giants. Have I ever mentioned that they're my favorite band? Anyway, that was from Mink Carr, Finished With Lies. Well, that just about does it for this week on Seth Faces the Music. Thank you once again, everyone, for tuning in and listening all these 3 years. Do appreciate each and every one of you. That's why you have made it the second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin. So keep listening, everyone. We have one more song to go today to wrap up our show. Appropriately, it is called Lies, and it is from the group Alphaville. So long, everyone.
But I'm smiling to the crowd instead. I'm not the money.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.